your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome to another episode of Alchemy. Joining me today, Dennis O'Malley, CEO at Caliva. Dennis, thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thanks so much for thinking about us and thrilled to be on the show with you.
Absolutely. And for those that are tuning in right now, Caliva is the Bay Area's premier cannabis dispensary and cultivation facility and one of the largest vertically integrated companies based in the state of California. So, Dennis, you know, I've been following you for a long time, and you and I have very similar career paths, you know, from the tech world and now into cannabis. And I always like having folks on the show that kind of come from the same cloth. But I think just to kick things off, I would love for you to, you know, talk to some of the folks tuning in right now and tell us a little bit about Caliva.
Sure. So I appreciate the intro on Caliva, and it's actually something that we fight against, but we certainly can't change. We've absolutely been known for being one of the premier dispensaries and being a dispensary specifically in the Bay Area and our San Jose flagship store. And we're very proud of that. We've also been very proud of the cultivation facility that we have in San Jose and the high quality flower that we've been producing for the last 5 years. However, when I do describe Caliva, we certainly aspire to be a consumer products company. So we absolutely seek to be the most trusted name in cannabis. And many of us are at Caliva because we think we have an opportunity to build the next great American consumer brand. But that all stems from what you had talked through, which is our dispensary. So the service and the experience from the consumer, as well as the raw materials. So the products that are produced from us. So as a consumer brand, we are very focused on the direct-to-consumer channel. Omnichannel is where we are best. So a consumer experience where the consumer can purchase their cannabis in a manner that is convenient for them, whether it's in the store and they're talking with one of our trusted experts, our wellness consultants, whether it's a pickup, and today that pickup is an in-store pickup or a curbside pickup, or whether it's a delivery. And our delivery business has certainly taken off over the last 6 weeks. We seek to make it extremely convenient for customers to buy from us. And then, as you mentioned, over the last 5 years, we've built what we call is a large-scale, full-spectrum vertical integration. And we use the full-spectrum word to talk through that we are creating our own genetics, like our award-winning Z-Cube strain that won first place in hybrid of the Cannabis Cup last year, through manufacturing of our own products. And we have about 200 SKUs that we produce, through having our own wholesale channel, retail channel, delivery channel, and then somewhat everything underneath, including in-house testing, product teams, science, marketing. So we built by necessity a vertically integrated business that controls its supply chain and controls its demand chain. And fortunately, we are able to rely on ourselves in this time where a lot of business interruptions are happening. But we knew we would have to do that out of necessity 5 years ago when we made significant investments to invest in our vertical integration.
Awesome. Great that you guys are also doing that all within the confines of your brand. You know, I think one thing that I think all of us have experienced in the last 6 weeks is the world has changed dramatically in a very short period of time. And, you know, all of us have been dealing with, you know, working from home, and businesses have been impacted with, you know, COVID-19. And it's come up quite a bit on these podcasts as we're talking to a lot of, you know, MSOs and SSOs and brands. You know, how are you guys at Caliva really reacting, you know, from the market conditions and, you know, serving your customers and consumers in a new way?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. And before I answer it directly, what I'd like to actually start off with is what matters to us the most right now. And those are our essential employees and our essential associates. So we've taken the month of April and really termed it grounded in gratitude. And it's been our retail employees that still can serve customers every single day, 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. It's been our associates who are delivery associates, doing 1,000 deliveries a day, not just in the Bay Area, but all over the greater Los Angeles area. It's our cultivation and manufacturing teams that are continuing to tend to our plants. So we feel extremely fortunate that we were designated an essential business by the state. We feel extremely fortunate that the cities and municipalities that we work in have allowed us to be flexible and be innovative as to how to serve consumers. But none of that's possible unless we have just really courageous, committed, passionate employees who have done an amazing job, not just for our customers, not just for our company, but also for our community. So I'd start off, Jeff, by saying that we have done a lot to focus on just our essential workers through this time of COVID, but I'm happy to talk about some of the things that we've done specifically around innovation to be able to meet customer experience and preferences during COVID as well.
Absolutely.
So what I'm really proud of for the team is their ability to innovate, the agility that we've had as an organization to really launch new ideas and services extremely quickly. We're the first ones in the state and possibly in the country that I know of that actually launched curbside pickup. So the Bay Area, from what I understand, was the first municipality to put into a shelter in place. The hours before that actually happened, we had a government affairs lead, Hirsch Jane, and a compliance lead, Ross Mackey, who reached out to the BCC and asked for permission to do curbside pickup. They thought it was an innovative idea. We quickly went to the city of San Jose to be able to get that approval as well. They also approved. So it was a great partnership with our teams and municipalities to be able to innovate. And we had curbside pickup launched right when shelter in place was announced. I think that was a Monday. It was March, was it 16th, 17th, somewhere around there. And we were up and going. So that was one example. The second example was we had a fantastic finance, internal banking team and technology team that worked with a great partner, Hyper. And we were able to launch a couple weeks ago a contactless pickup and delivery payment system. So while we had electronic payments, it still required you holding onto a PIN pad and entering a PIN and signing off and trading receipts and those types of things. And Hyper is an app which allows you to so easily and seamlessly order from Kaleva. And when you receive your order, you don't touch anything. So there's no signing, there's no PINs, there's no anything other than our drivers who have gloves and masks and provide you with the goods. So the curbside pickup and the contactless payments, I'm so proud of our team for rapidly moving towards an experience that consumers can trust.
Well, I think that's awesome too. I think, you guys being, a first mover has really dictated how the rest of the country has turned to operating in this new environment. So hats off to you guys, for kind of leading the pack there.
Yeah, we thank you. We always had a notion that direct to consumer was the way to go in cannabis, and it's not rocket science. If you look at any other D2C brand, and you worked with a lot of these D2C brands in your time with Buddy Media and other places, I learned really early on that there's a massive power in terms of being able to be vertically integrated, produce your own product, and get that product into the hands of consumer. You can manage that consumer experience much better. COVID has absolutely accelerated the consumer, I'd say, impetus to go through and say, yes, I want to be able to try getting my cannabis delivered, or I want to try curbside pickup. And so, you know, consequently, our business has been completely inverted, where the in-store experience was, you know, probably two-thirds what our, you know, consumer demand was. And now that's almost flipped to where it's two-thirds delivery and pickup versus versus in-store. And I think a lot of consumers, you know, during COVID for cannabis and a lot of other, you know, shopping capabilities are saying, wow, look at how convenient it is to be able to have a regular delivery from a store that I trust, and purchasing products that are consistent. I know what's in them and I feel really good about this. So for us, it's been winning the consumer trust, getting them to experience the D2C omni-channel basis, and doing what we say we're going to do with the consumer.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, just from a shopping experience, you know, you almost have to mimic, you know, the same quality that you have in the store, you know, with how people are interacting with your brand right now. You know, I'm just curious from a, you know, bandwidth perspective, a lot of the folks that we've talked to in the last few weeks have, you know, some of their numbers are kind of through the roof with this, you know, as people have been, you know, not only rushing to get from a medical perspective, but also from a recreational perspective. Have you guys also seen this, you know, kind of increase in numbers just because people have a little bit of a fear of the unknown? And, you know, in the beginning, it was kind of like, well, we don't know if we're going to be able to even make it out, so we're stocking up now. Like, are you still seeing that? Has it leveled off a little bit?
Yeah, it's a good question. There's a couple trends that we're seeing. Shelter in place was the largest day that we ever had at Caliva by far. And, you know, we had lines of 50, 75 people at the end of the day that we just couldn't even serve the night before shelter in place was effective. So that was a time of unknown. For April moving forward, or from really shelter in place moving forward, it's been steady. So fortunately, again, for us, we have essential workers who have been very committed to being very courageous and continuing to work hard to serve our customers and our community. So we've actually seen a very consistent uptick specifically around delivery and curbside pickup that has not waned. So fortunately, again, for us, about 50% of our D2C sales are first party products. So again, about 200 SKUs. So while there's been some business supply chain challenges, we've generally been able to rely on our own products within our own direct-to-consumer channels to meet that consumer demand. We did not see a spike in 420, which was, we were generally happy about that, in that we did not encourage, you know, people to come into our store, and we were actually a little bit nervous about how many people would. And I'm really happy with how everything turned out. And we had a good steady flow where people were social distancing, but not anything that actually turned into crowds.
Got it. That's good. So, you know, one thing that I did want to kind of bring up, just because of your background in particular, and, you know, coming over to Caliva, you know, you were the CEO of ReadyPulse, and, you know, obviously that was really focused on enterprise technology, especially around influencers and marketing. And I know that you guys have, you know, a pretty robust ambassador program at Caliva. So one of the questions I really, just coming from my background too, is I really wanted to know more about how you guys have launched the ambassador program, you know, and some of the results that you've had with that, obviously also pre-COVID-19.
Yeah, it's a great question. I think there's two parts to that. The first part is I firmly believe that people trust people, not ads. And so for a long part of work that we did at ReadyPulse was working with brands like Nike and Adidas and GoPro and North Face and Stance and Red Bull, and we found the power of word of mouth marketing and what that meant. And so at Caliva, our customers are our best marketers. And so when you've looked at some of what our customers have said on Twitter around our delivery services versus competitive delivery services, that is absolutely what people call earned media or word of mouth. But it's earned, and it's earned, you know, every single transaction, every single product, every single follow-up. I'm amazed at the thousands of reviews that we have across the Yelp and the Googles these days, and there are thousands. And the teams, you know, have a 4.5, 4.6 rating. But again, that comes from the basis that behind that is a fantastic product that does what it says it's going to do. It's consistent every single time. It comes from a trusted expert, whether it's the wellness consultant behind the counter, whether it's our wholesale salesperson, whether it's the, you know, person who's answering the calls or fielding the chats. But in the end of the day, our best marketing is going to be for our customers. And that word of mouth marketing specifically for cannabis is critical. So I think in terms of, you know, what I've learned around working with some of the best D2C brands and some of the best brands in the world is it stems from a product, stems from a service that a consumer can trust and rely on. So our brand promise at Kaleva is consistency, transparency, and accessibility. And we really work hard having a product focus to be able to go deliver that. And that product focus moves on to a service basis where that service is both in-store pickup and delivery.
Awesome. So I know that Business Insider had ranked you guys as the, you know, number one dispensary, I believe, in the nation. And I know that you've been in lots of discussions and talks, and you've been on the air of kind of expanding in the future beyond the Bay Area. So I was just curious from you on, you know, what the plans were for the future with the brand as you guys continue to build out and really have this amazing reputation.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And we're super proud of the Business Insider article. That was a couple years ago, but it was really based on consumer feedback, and it was based on online reviews, which is fantastic. Our real challenge is, you know, what is that next act, and can we duplicate it? And we opened up a deli concept store in Bellflower, and I couldn't be prouder of that team and to see those reviews and see that customer satisfaction. And it's a very different format, but we were able to continue to bring that that Kaleva culture and our great products and our great service to the city of Bellflower and beyond. We just launched Culver City for a in delivery, and we did that over this weekend. So when you go to Kaleva.com, anywhere in the greater Los Angeles area, you're within 90 minutes of a Kaleva delivery. Just like if you go to Kaleva.com in the Bay Area, you are, you know, 90 minutes from a Kaleva delivery as well. So our big challenge is, can we take the experience that we work so hard to build in San Jose as that number one dispensary? Can we translate that into multiple store concepts? We have 4 stores now, 3 in the Bay Area, and one in Los Angeles. And then can we translate that into delivery as well? And so that's the challenge ahead of us. But I again, couldn't be prouder of the team, couldn't be more pleased with our progress. We absolutely have a long way to go, but we're taking it one day at a time.
That's awesome. So I've got just a quick question for you as far as, you know, cannabis and looking a little bit ahead into the future. You know, we're kind of in that cannabis 2.0 era. And I'm just curious what your insight would be kind of looking at the industry in 5 years from now.
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, again, it's in a couple parts. Our conviction has not wavered in that we truly believe in 2 macro trends. One is that consumers are still seeking to be empowered to choose their own natural health and wellness. They don't trust doctors all the time. They don't trust pharmaceutical companies. They really want to be able to choose what fits into their daily life. And so many people now are choosing plant-based solutions, are going to a natural alternative. So we exist because we want to improve people's daily lives through plant-based solutions. So I see that trend continuing to grow as the informed consumer, you know, continues to seek more information and trusted expertise around that. I think that's one big macro trend. I think the second big macro trend is everyone in cannabis waits for large regulatory milestones that makes it easier for consumers to actually purchase plant-based solutions. What we've done at Caliva is we've invested not just in the THC side of the business, but also the CBD side of the business. So you can find our Soul Grind cold brew coffee that's infused with hemp-based CBD at hundreds of retailers in the state of California. And you know, whether it's in your Lenardi's or Bianchini's or Molly Stone's, and these higher-end grocery stores, and it's doing really well even through COVID. We opened up a well store, which is a non-licensed hemp-based CBD well store in San Carlos. San Carlos is in the middle of 60 miles between San Francisco and San Jose. And between San Francisco and San Jose, there's not one licensed in-store dispensary. So we built an educational center for people to come in and get educated for all plant-based solutions. So we really see the future of cannabis that will evolve where there will be, I'd say, regulatory events that will make it easier for consumers to choose. We do believe that the consumer entry point in cannabis will be varied, and some people will start with CBD, some people will start with THC. And as you know, the consumer journey within cannabis, it's all over the place. There's a lot of different form factors. There's a lot of different reasons for people to choose cannabis. And, you know, at Caliva, we really want to be there for that consumer journey. We want to be there at the right entry point, and we want to give our consumers the choice and the form factors to be able to utilize plant-based solutions in their daily lives. But for us, the key is that daily use. We truly believe in the power of the plant, and that power of the plant, there comes a responsibility. But on a daily basis, whether it's, you know, it's CBD or THC, we believe that we can make very effective products that do what they say they're going to do to improve people's daily lives.
Awesome. Well, you know, if you've listened to the show before, you know, we talk about work and business and all that fun stuff in the beginning, and then we kind of end it with some quick fire questions about you.
Sure.
So really simple. You ready?
Fire away.
Okay. What are you afraid of?
Right now, I'm afraid of being labeled a non-essential business. So that's what generally keeps me up at night.
Well, luckily you're an essential business.
Yeah.
That'll help you sleep better. What's the most interesting thing that you have in your wallet right now?
the in my wallet right now is a car wash card that I haven't used for months. So I don't know why I still keep it in there, but that's unfortunately about the most interesting part of my wallet.
Interesting. I was going to say, I literally haven't even, I don't think I even know where my wallet is because I haven't needed it in a month. Interesting times. How long does it take for you to get ready in the morning?
My morning routine probably takes about a half hour. I have three daughters. I get up before all of them. I have a yellow lab that gets the paper every day. And I probably, have a cup of coffee and a can of Soul Grind. And that usually takes me about 45 minutes. If I'm really good and I got a good night's sleep, I'll try to get a workout in, but that doesn't happen often these days.
Nice. I love that you just dropped in Soul Grind, which we'll have to have on a follow-up conversation. I have lots of questions on that too. What supply in your house is currently running low?
Again, two teenage daughters and a third who's 10. So it's food. So they do a great job and they eat really healthy, but it is challenging to get fresh food and vegetables. It's funny you say that. I opened up the door at 6 a.m. this morning and we received a delivery from a farm fresh produce and just stocked up.
Favorite beverage, which I think you might have answered already.
Right. Yeah, but I didn't tell you what flavor Soul Grind. So there's vanilla, there's espresso, there's Mexican chocolate. I like the espresso, but the best selling is vanilla.
I would love one of those right now. What is for dinner tonight?
It's whatever my wife is going to put together. She is a, besides being a great attorney, she's also a fantastic cook. So no idea, but I can tell you it was homemade chili last night.
Oh, nice. And, you know, finally, last question. What's the first thing that you will do when quarantine is officially over?
I will take my kids out and we will go for a, I'd say a hike or go experience something that just we haven't been able to experience as a family. Certainly we miss sports. I don't think those things are coming back anytime soon. But it'll be taking them out and taking them out probably on a hike and being able to say hi to other people.
Yeah. I think the, just the energy of other people is what we're all really missing.
Yeah, certainly.
Well, listen, this was great. And, you know, congrats and great job on everything that you guys are doing. And obviously all the innovation, all the changes that you've made during this, you know, pretty rough time, but, you know, trudging through and, you know, continue to come out with great products and, you know, keep up the great fight.
I really appreciate it, Jeff. And again, I'd end it on, we couldn't do any of that without our essential workers. So we're so proud of them and really just so pleased with how the team has responded. And, you know, the community and customers are certainly grateful as well.
Yeah, I mean, agree. Hats off to them, you know, everywhere as well. And, you know, really have continued to keep the world going. Well, we have the comfort of our own homes.
100% in every industry. Agreed.
Awesome. Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Really appreciate it.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.